Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you all for tuning in. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I am very excited about tonight's topic, and I trust that you all are as well. Let's go ahead and begin welcoming the various people to tonight's broadcast. Let's go ahead and start with welcoming Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, hello and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm so sorry.
Our work
schedule
is
so sporadic. I just come in when I'm available.
Certainly, that's not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and welcome Sparkles. Sparkles, thank you for joining us. Good to have you with us.
Good evening, Dr. Walker, and everyone. It's a pleasure to be on tonight. I'm looking forward to the topic and the various perspectives.
All right, let me see if we have I know Pastor Rose is in listening mode. You look great. Welcome to tonight's podcast.
Thank you for being here tonight, Dr. Walker. It was very good. Nine goals were no seven, so this is just moving around.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome. Let's go ahead and welcome. Let's see here. Do we have Ricky to the Rescue online? Do we have Ricky to the Rescue? All right, perhaps not. Okay, let's go ahead then and welcome. At this time, let's see here. Mimi. Mimi, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
I'm still here. I'm here.
No, I didn't say Sparkles. I said Mimi. Mimi, are you there? All right, perhaps. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Can you all hear me?
Who's on the line?
Hello, Mimi. Hi, Mimi.
How's everyone? Well.
All right. Can you all hear me? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Let's bring in Rick to the Rescue. Rick to the Rescue. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I don't know why we aren't hearing. All right, now, try it again.
Can you hear me?
I can, perfectly now. All right, yes, we can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay, great. Mimi, are you there? Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Everyone, I'm
here.
Looking forward to the program.
All right. Did I miss anyone? All right. I suppose that we did not. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. So, in fact, tonight what we're going to do, the question is, what is the purpose in life from your perspective? What is the purpose in life from your perspective? Demon Slayer, I want to begin with you. Now, when we talk about a purpose, let's first break down the word purpose. What does the word purpose in your mind mean or say?
I guess the purpose is
what is that? Right. Very interesting. Very interesting. There's sparkles. When we talk about purpose, what is your purpose in life? I mean, have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I think about it all the time.
Okay. So what is your purpose in life?
Well, I always like to say, you know, I'm living on purpose for a purpose. So God has got me here. God has created me. And all that stuff for his ultimate purpose of glorifying him. And then after that, I look at it as my purpose is to give love, spread love, encourage others to love, to laugh, and to live.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Very good. All right, Darren Didi, what is your purpose in life?
She just said it. All of the above. But I always describe purpose as intention. I like to be aware and my attention to be onto others and shine God's glory onto them, to me.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. That's an excellent part. Because the rescue, what about you? What is your purpose in life, you think?
Yes, I think the purpose is the reason why. And when I say the reason why, it's actually the foundation of what you live. And so, you know, my reason and my purpose and everything is the thing that I always believe. It doesn't matter how young I am in the world, but it was just to help people. And, you know, that's the reason why I get up in the morning every day. And I know that it comes from higher influence as well. And so it's rooted in something that's way bigger than me. And so that's my purpose.
Okay. All right. All right. Mimi, what's your purpose?
My purpose is to love and to be loved. Because that's the highest source there is love. So love people even if they're unlovable.
All right, excellent, excellent. All right, well, we're going to go to the story in just a moment. So do you, let me go over here, Darren Didi, do you think everybody knows their purpose in life?
I would hope so, but I see a lot of lost souls out there. I don't think they have direction or a focal point.
Okay. Okay, wow, that's interesting. So when you say lost souls, you actually mean that people are lost?
Yeah, I'm an empath, and I feel some people just disconnected from any kind of direction, confused, you know, because they don't really believe in this, that, or the other. Yeah, it's a deep negativity, shall I say.
Wow, that's very interesting. Very interesting. Wow, very interesting. Let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the Block to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you, Benny from the Block. Okay, good. We're glad to have you. So, Darren Didi, we've heard what you said. We're going to read the story in just a moment. And, of course, Ms. Jay's not here tonight to give us a disclaimer, but the information that we're presenting is never legal advice, psychological advice, or anything of that regard. And all the opinions that are expressed are those of the individuals or myself. And we don't judge anybody based on their perspectives of how they see things, nor do we criticize in that regard. We will ask that if you all are tuning in and you've got some extra noise in your background, if you would be so kind to mute your phone until we call on you, we would greatly appreciate that. Thank you so very much for that. Let me go here now. Sparks, I want to ask you, if somebody were to say to you, were to come to you, like I get a number of calls all the time and people say, you know, I don't know what my purpose in life is, and they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s. What would you say to a person like that?
Someone doesn't know their purpose and all that stuff like that. I would just say, okay, so what do you like doing all the time? I know it's like passing and tied into that.
life? What do you like doing without thought? You can just do it with your eyes closed, no thought about it or anything, and all that stuff like that. And it's that way to see if we can get them to think about something that they're doing. I love to do. And then that would be the core of really their purpose, is why they're here or what they're supposed to be doing, or push them in that direction.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to the story now. We have to do all be kind enough to mute your phones until we call on you, because we're still having noise coming to the background. Tonight's characters are Stanley and Teresa. Stanley and Teresa are only platonic friends. They're only platonic friends, and they have been since their middle school years nearly 33 years ago. They are both 44 years old and happily married to other people. Their respective spouses know them and have never had a problem with their brother and sister type relationship or friendship. In fact, the families get together from time to time, them as well as their children. Teresa and Stanley have never been involved with each other and have always vowed to only be platonic friends. One of the things that solidifies their long friendship is the fact that they share very similar perspectives on the purpose of life. The interesting thing about their perspectives on the purpose of life is that their spouses also share the same type of sentiments and views. The four of them are on equal terms and viewing their perspectives as listed below to include but not limit. Now, they've got about 10 of them that are listed, and I'll go through them real fast. They all believe in having a spiritual relationship with the Creator, whom they refer to as God, and do their part to lead others to spirituality. They believe it's our duty to help our fellow man by giving back or contributing to society in a positive way. They also believe in being honest, transparent, having dignity and integrity, fair dealing, and loving even those who are unlovable. They also believe that the purpose of life is a journey to be explored. Every day, live to the fullest, enjoy family, friends, and make a positive impact on the people you come in contact with on a daily basis when you are presented the opportunity. They believe that life is meant to be filled with purpose and intent by embracing life and focus on the good rather than spend more time on the chaos, confusion, and social ills that plague our world. These are the things that they look forward to. They love various types of music that gives them energy, as well as see inspirational videos and movies to further enrich their lives. They believe in spending a great deal of quality time as couples in their respective marriages, as well as spend time with family and friends. And the last three, they believe in traveling to see the beauty of God's earthly planet and are always amazed at his creation. They are forever grateful for every waking moment that God gives them each day as it brings a new day of discovery. And finally, they simply know how to have lots of fun, entertainment, joy, peace, and happiness. They live their lives as teenagers seeking or setting goals. They also set objectives and aspirations, maximizing their journey of life and its purpose every single day. Throughout the day, they are always encouraging others to enjoy their own journey with purpose and intent. Thus, this is the purpose of life from their perspective. Rick to the Rescue, I want to go to you. And Rick to the Rescue, do you think it's possible that this could really be a reality for most people with what Stanley and Teresa do? Yeah, with their platonic relationship and how their perspectives are very similar to their spouse's perspectives, and they just seem to embrace all the good things in life. Is that a reality for most people?
The average person, if you want to look at it from that standpoint, because I feel like we
look at things on the surface a lot of the times. And so you can get to a point in your life where you actually have a realization with yourself, where you come to recognize that a lot of the things that we're thinking is so important, especially when as it pertains to, like, you know, even the goals we're setting and the things that we're trying to accomplish, it's not as important as we probably thought it should be. As a quick example, we know that money in society is value, but money is often valued higher than time, which is backwards. You should value the way you're spending your time a whole lot more than you would actually spend your money, because your time is actually going to trump the money at some point, because that's what's going to sustain itself a whole lot longer.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ben's on the block. Let's bring you in here. Tonight we're talking about what is your perspective from, what is your purpose of life? What is the purpose of life from your perspective? So do you think, after hearing the story tonight, do you really think that people can live their lives like Stanley and Teresa?
I do. I'm one of those people. So you have to come to a place in your life where you understand who you are. And not just understand who you are. You have to know that you really love yourself to a place where you realize that you want to live a purposeful life and not just a life with a purpose. And so if you decide to do that, that means you're going to blunt your mind to everything that you've been taught and indoctrinated with, and then you're going to open your mind up to a whole new way of living, a whole new way of learning, a whole new way of growing, and then you have to allow yourself to become free. And in that freedom, you really start to live. Now, can most people do that? Absolutely not, because we are so free. But this way of living is not a way of living for people who have fears. Because if you're fearful and you have doubt and concern, you'll crash and burn. There's no way you can get living that life. But should you decide to want to live that way, you have to get rid of your fear. Get rid of your indoctrination, the way you're thinking, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. And just live life intentionally. Do the things that you always have on your list. Go places you always wanted to go. Don't put yourself in debt. Put yourself under too much pressure. And just live your life. Most people find that difficult because they think living is about what they have. And so they place more emphasis on the house and the car and the kids and the education. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But in order to live a fulfilling life, you've got to know what is important to you.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Benjamin Block, that was very pointed and very good thoughts, I believe, because I, too, try to, if someone asks me my purpose, I try to live that type of life that Stanley and Teresa live, just like you say you do, where I try to embrace the good. I mean, the bad is going to take care of itself. So I certainly set out to try to embrace the good, and it makes a difference. It makes me wake up in the morning with intent and purpose and having a pretty good attitude. I wake up every morning as if I want to dance, and I really mean that. Ben from Block, can you relate to that? Waking up like you feel like you can turn on some music and just dance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's almost like a childlike mentality. And make sure you understand the word I use, childlike, not childish.
Right.
People think childish and childlike are the same. They're not. There's some grown men who are just childish. But childlike is an innocent yet anticipating the next day. I literally go to sleep excited because I can't wait for the next day to see what adventure would go, what thoughts was going to be coming up. So I'm excited. It's like waking up, getting ready for school. Like you're going to bed, like I can't wait to go and see my friend at school. And so, yes, I can relate to that.
Okay, and that's a very good point, because we have that in common, and I hope there are many more of you all out there who are listening to tonight's broadcast that feel that way, because there's just so much excitement about this planet. If we can tune away from the negativity, the chaos, the confusion, which I think sometimes they are fillers and designed for distractions. But, you know, you got to pick and choose what you want to deal with. Mimi, I want to go to you over here. Are Stanley and Teresa, first of all, can they have that type of friendship since middle school that's lasted over 33 years now and have never been involved? Mimi, perhaps you're on mute. All right, let's go over to Sparkles. Let me bring you in here. Sparkles, the same question. Sparkles, is that possible? Yeah. Is that possible that someone can actually have a platonic friendship where they've never been involved, not even kissed? Is that, how realistic is that?
I think that's possible. I know most people say no, because of the energy between, you know, male and female, whatever. But I truly believe that that can be.
You know, some
people. Equally, so every one of them, those couples are like on the same wave, you know, stuff like that, how they do life and how they embrace it and go about living it and all stuff like that. Yeah, it can truly happen.
It can truly happen. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Mimi, are you back with us now?
I'm here. I wasn't gone anywhere.
Okay, we were calling on you, and I don't know if you had your phone on mute or not. Well, my apologies. Okay, so, Mimi, my question is to you, the purpose in life, do you think, what's the starting point? If we've got somebody here listening to the show tonight, and they're saying, hey, I'm 47 years old, and I still don't know what my purpose in life is, what advice, if any, would you give to that person?
I would ask them what they like to do, what their, as far as what do they give the most energy to. So if you're giving your energy for a certain thing that could possibly be your purpose, whatever you like to do and do, you know, good at doing it.
So
tell them to, you know, right, and if that's the case, then put that energy into what they like to do, because you can't really put a lot of energy into things if you don't like doing it. But if, you know, you enjoy it, you excel at it, you do it very well, and could be your purpose.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, I want to stay with you just for a second. And Darren D, I'm going to come to you with the same question. So if I'm a custodian, and I'm not berating any job or profession or career, but if I really like doing this custodial work, because it's easy, I don't have to, you know, really have to go to college and get in debt for student loans, then is that my calling?
You can have your own janitorial business. And everybody needs a clean plate. That's good money if that's what you like to do.
Okay, but I don't want to be in charge. I don't want to have the business. I just want to work for somebody and get a pension and retire, you know. But I don't mind cleaning because I'm not trying to be the supervisor, the manager, or the director or anything. I don't want to do too much. I don't want to boss people. I just want to do my thing. If I start at 7 and I get off at 3, I just want to do my thing and get off. And, I mean, I'm not really social to talk to people. Is that my calling, or is that just how I landed? You know, it's like, because other things went on, my wife left me, and she took our two kids, and she left me for a younger man. So I just said, you know what, I done kind of gave up. I mean, so, but I've been doing it for 20 years, so is that my calling?
That's just what you want to do. I wouldn't say if that's the calling. I mean, if your calling is something, that's what it is. You know, do what you like to do. If it's being a janitor or having your own janitorial company.
Okay, remember I just said I don't want to be in charge. I don't want my company. I'm only doing this because I'm depressed. My wife left me for a much younger man. And so, I mean, I still got to eat, and I want to make an honest living. It's not what I want to do, but it's like, nobody bothers me. I clean pretty good. So how is that my calling? It's not that I even enjoy doing it, but, you know, flushing toilets, when people haven't flushed the toilets themselves, I don't really enjoy that, but I'm depressed for 20 years because she left me.
I'm thinking that you have a problem. You need to find out what your purpose is and just don't exist. You need to have a purpose to existing.
Right.
Because you're depressed. You're going to be even more depressed if you don't really enjoy what you're doing.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Dede, I want to bring you in here along the same line. So, Darren Dede, how do you know? I mean, if I'm 54 and I'm doing this here job, I love that woman so much. So, Darren Dede, how do I know what my calling is? I'm not even interested in trying to find out my calling because I thought that, my world was wrapped around that woman, my wife.
Well, I'm not going to lead you to the salty water, if I should say, but you just have to enjoy what you're doing. Be where you're at and enjoy where you're at. I've never wanted to be a leader either, but every job I go to, you know, I just become it, I'm in it, and I enjoy it, and then I end up getting promoted. But I like what I do, you know? I'm a simple cashier at Home Depot. I mean, I talk and walk with hundreds of people every day. And my joy is to see them smile when they walk away. That's me. So I don't have the most high-ranking job or anything. And a lot of people look down at you because you're a cashier. I'm a college graduate. I've been in banking for 32 years. And I no longer want that life. I just want something simple to go to. I love people. And I enjoy what I do. And it just shines through me. And I like what I do. So, but I couldn't ever tell you. I mean, I've been in janitorial, actually. Many years ago, and I did not feel downgraded what I was doing. I did all that I could, and I just, whatever I do, I'm going to attack. I am what I am, and I be it, so I just enjoyed it.
Okay, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Ricky to the Rescue, I want to go to you. Demon Slayer, we're going to come to you in just a moment. So Ricky to the Rescue, if I'm doing this job as custodian for 20 years, and I'm really depressed, but I want to make an honest living. I hate this job as a custodian. I mean, people are not even flushing the toilets. They're just, it's horrible how people come to the bathroom. But my heart has not gotten over the wife I had that left me for a much younger man. And I got to eat so I don't bother anybody. So how could I find, what advice could you give me if that's my situation when I'm so depressed? You know, to discover, hey, this could be your calling. That's not my calling, cleaning the toilets, because I hate it. And it's disgusting people. Ricky Rescue, what advice would you have for somebody like me with that situation?
I definitely feel like a person has to come to a realization of what their reality is versus what they want it to be. And I know you mentioned janitor, and I'm working at that janitor work in a school, and the reason why I say that, sometimes some of our purposes are passed on within the family life. So you will hear people advocate and say, well, my mom and my father, my grandfather were teachers, or they were educators, so I got into it as well. Or it could even be, you know, my daddy was a pastor, so I became a pastor. So sometimes we follow the pattern of what was said before, and we kind of get stuck in situations. Perhaps that could have happened in this situation, but there has to be a realization of what the actual thing is. And I also feel like a lot of people get caught up in thinking that their purpose has to be something extravagant. And so in our minds, we think, oh, I have to be the President of the United States. In fact, you may not. And so you have to first understand what your strengths are. And there's a lot of different personal strength inventories that could be done. You can actually search for them online, but there's a starting point to help you to come to the realization of what you're strong at. It's not always necessary what you're good at, but when I say strength, now we're talking about your actual personality. And the strength of your personality can place you in situations where you're naturally going to be more happier. Like we was speaking earlier, like how you feel that you just get up in the morning and you just feel good about yourself. A lot of people are not able to come to that point because they haven't even truly embraced the strength. They haven't embraced what they want. You know, the spiritual strength is.
All right, that's an excellent thought. And you mentioned there are various programs out there, and in fact, that can help you determine your strengths and your weaknesses. And I took one at the age of 21, and it was an inventory exam, it was called something in addition to inventory exam or evaluation. And I took that at 21, just so happened somebody recommended it, and I did it. And it gave me areas in three areas of my life. And do you know, over time, those three areas all manifested, all three areas. And if you all ask me sometime, I'll tell you what they were, but they all manifested over periods of time. And some of it was, I didn't even have to set goals to work towards it. It's almost as if God, through osmosis or his power, caused me to manifest in those areas. And it was just amazing that you mentioned that, Rick to the Rescue, because that's what happened. Demon Slayer, I want to bring you in here, Demon Slayer, and ask, Demon Slayer, if I'm sweeping the streets, like Dr. Martin Luther King would say, be the best street sweeper that's out there. So when people pass on that street, they will say, somebody really kept this street clean. So be the best that I can be no matter what I do, which is what some have said tonight. Demon Slayer, how important is that to feel good about what I'm doing for my purpose in life?
I think it's very important because, you know, when I was out of high school and buying my own school clothes, I wasn't at the dishwasher. So I went from dishwasher to foundation. Sparking them up. And so that led to the bus boy and it turned out me being a waiter. So I think it's very important it's not what you're doing, it's how you do it. You know what I mean? Have the best way of what you're doing, do it to your best potential. And then there's so many things, you know what I mean? And so that's what I take as being a custodian. I mean, it don't matter what you're doing, there's so many other things in life. Depends on how your attitude is going into what you're doing.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here. Benny from the block, what if you have teachers? Like I had a couple of teachers that say, you ain't going to never be nothing in life. All you want to do is just clown, a class clown. It's never going to get you anywhere. And I heard the Kevin Hart say, one of his teachers said the same thing. So Benny from the block, what if I had just listened to that teacher? Because remember, teachers make a very powerful impact on students. What if I had listened to those teachers? What do you think?
What can you feel a mean, nasty, unhappy, ungrateful, blaming the world for all your bad mistakes and choices? And you just need to mad at yourself because you never meant anything because you believe that another person about you that doesn't even know you. They're just basing it on a fact. Let me share some with you. I'm going to share a quick thought. It won't be but a second. Do you know that sometimes teachers can be very degrading to people because all they do all day is sit down, be quiet, don't do that, do this, don't do it. And they get to a place in life where they become so indoctrinated, they talk to even adults like that. Well, you don't ever do, and you don't ever, because that becomes a part of their aura, because that is who they are becoming, because that's what they do every day. And they're sitting there, and most teachers have become such disciplinaries, they're not even teachers anymore. They're just people that's based in other people's kids that are bad, and they have to sit there and say, they didn't do that. And so that can be a part of who they become, and so now they're manifesting that on you because you've done one thing that may irritate them that somebody's done in class before, and so now they're taking that on you. So we have to be careful how we let people speak in life, be our spirit. I'm going to be honest with you. When you say something negative to me, I laugh and go right into prayer and say, I rebuke that in the name of God, because I don't want that spirit to come and manifest on my life. There's only one way things can get into your ear gate, and that's music. Music is the only thing that doesn't require your permission. It just comes in. But when the other people are speaking to you, you can delete that. Oh, no, I'm not going to do anything with that. I won't let that fall to the ground and die.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ricky Dresch, I want to come back to you for a moment. with the same line of questioning that the impact that teachers can make, and a very good point that Benny from the Block made, because I, in real life, I did have a couple of teachers that really degraded me, and they mean they just, and Rick and the Rescue, I was a class clown, but I enjoyed that. And one day, that's on my bucket list. If I can get 5 minutes to be to do stand-up comedy, I just want to do that. I just need 5 minutes because I think I'm pretty good at 5 minutes. So, Rick and the Rescue, I mean, what if I had listened to those teachers and that you're never going to amount to anything? You're never going to do anything right.
Yeah, I think that there's also a balance of teachers. I know each year you're not going to have that teacher. Sometimes you may have that teacher that actually helped you to explore that other part of you. You have traditional standpoints where there's people, and not only just teachers, there's people in general who will tell you to go to school, get a good education, and then you will have other people to tell you, well, hey, find out what you're good at, explore that, and become something. And those are two different perspectives. I really feel like it depends on who is around you at that time. And so, but the problem with the teacher is you don't necessarily get to pick that influence. And so once someone starts to put these things into your mind, if you don't have the other support, especially like at home, that's able to support you and uplift you, and all you hear are the negative things, you can actually become that.
That's a very good point, Ricky to the Rescue, a very good point. I mean, you all may have heard, I mean, I tell you certain things that are even personal. At 17, when I graduated high school, I sponsored my own trip to the Bahamas with a friend of mine who we are still friends today. And I saw my father at my oldest sister's house. And I say, well, Dad, I graduated from high school. So obviously he didn't even know I graduated. And I say, I was out of the country for a couple of weeks, Dad. He said, yes. Now, this is my biological father, whom I don't really didn't have a relationship with because I never really saw him. And he said, you don't know what to do with yourself. You should commit suicide. So, Ricky, I want to stay with you for a moment and say, I mean, that hurt me for more than 10 years that I had to end up forgiving him. And then when he passed away, I eulogized. I had to be the one preach his funeral. But I did forgive him, and he was also abusive to my mom. But how, you know, it's not only teachers and other people. I mean, it can even be parents. What father or mother would tell their child, their biological child, to commit suicide because they graduated high school and took a trip that I didn't even ask him for any money? I mean, so the impact there, couldn't that affect people from really discovering their purpose in life, Ricky the Rescue?
Yes, we can definitely cause, you know, I really feel like anytime someone tells you something and it enters into your brain, it goes in so many different places. And you never know how you actually process it until you deal with the feelings associated with it. And so if someone tells you that it's something that comes from your father, there's a shock factor, there's a part where you're hurt, there's a part where you're anger. You know, we have your anger, so there's so many different levels of emotions that you're trying to actually disrupt at that time. It can cause you to move in many different directions. But the thing about it is this. The longer you hold on to it, the more it's going to affect you. And, you know, some people get it out to apologize, and some people try to block it and don't think about it at all. But it really truly doesn't go anywhere. And to truly embrace it and recognize it for what it truly is and what it did to you, that's how you're going to get over something. And that's difficult to do because we get stuck in thinking about what happened versus what I would like to be because something happened.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say you can hold on to that for a long time because I held on to that for years until it was my mother who and siblings kept telling me you need to forgive him for that. But he never said, I'm sorry. He never said, I never heard from him any words like, I love you, son. Or I'm proud of you. Never have I ever heard that from him. But you mentioned earlier about the balance at home. My mother gave me all of that love. You know, I'm proud of you and all of these different things. And so out here, when we do hear things, you know, it can deter our purpose in life if we allow that. Because for over 10 years, I was wondering if my father was right. Did I do something wrong by graduating? did I do something wrong by taking my first plane ride to the Bahamas? Did I do something wrong? Did I hurt somebody? Did I offend somebody? I didn't even ask anybody for anything. So, Rick Spreshew, I want to stay with you on this just for a second. So why that guilt? Why that guilt in someone like me at 17 and going into 27 years of age still thinking, did I do something wrong? Why didn't my father approve of me? I mean, I would think that graduating from high school is a good thing.
You said it right there. Of course, you know, children, they look for the approval of parents. And, you know, especially in a situation that you're speaking of, I think we have to change our mindset and a lot in the way we view these type of situations, because I can almost guarantee you, if someone says something that outrageous to you, they're actually dealing with something within themselves that they was never able to process, or something they was never able to get over, or something that they're projecting onto you. Because that's not truly how they feel about you. They may even, you know, feel jealous about what you've accomplished, or they may feel a certain kind of way that you did something without their help. But I guarantee you, if someone says something that's outrageous to you, it's definitely something that they haven't dealt with. And see, if you're a child, maybe you haven't matured to the point to understand it. And you hold on to it. And you may hold on to it for a very extremely long time. And sometimes even adults still don't come to the realization that, wait a minute, that had nothing to do with me. That had everything to do with my mother, my father, the teacher, or whoever tried to project those negative things upon you.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go here. Mimi, I want to bring you in here, Mimi, and with this question here about your purpose in life. Would you say that you have discovered your purpose in life?
Yes, I have. And that is, I care for people to the point to where I get my satisfaction for seeing somebody reach their goals. And if I can help them along that road, I'll do whatever it takes. I like to see people reach their goals and prosper, because that helps me to see that I'm helping someone to help themselves.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Today is a very special day, as every day is special, but today is an exceptional day because one of our co-hosts is celebrating a birthday. And we want to go right now and sing happy birthday to her, and then we'll come back. And we're going to go to our statistician, which is Mimi, and get some stats on tonight's topic. But tonight's birthday lady is Sparkles. Today is her birthday, her 25th or 27th birthday, and we're going to sing happy birthday to her. So on the count of three, if you all would join in with me, and if you all have got a real good voice of singing, you can lead out. Mimi, you sang on our show before. You want to lead out happy birthday to the Sparkles?
Happy birthday
to you. Okay. And then would you give us and then Mimi, will you give us a final, like a final closing of that happy birthday song by yourself?
Thank you.
Is it 25 or 27, if you don't mind us asking?
Can you guys have 26 and hold and take to it?
Very good. Very good. That means you're a year older than me, Sparkle. Very good. Very good. Happy birthday. Let's go now to our statistician.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. Let's go to our statistician and get a update on the stats on people finding their purpose in life. Mimi.
Okay, well, I did look at Gallup.com. February 23rd, 2023. and it stated that 73% to 90% of Americans are satisfied with their overall personal lives and their personal fulfillment, relationships, contributing to society, and their spiritual growth. The bottom line is that each person must explore and define for themselves their own purpose and fulfillment. So it all depends on the individual if they go after their purpose.
Okay, excellent, excellent. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to some of the comments that have come in. We got to go real fast. But before we do that, we're going to take a commercial break and go to Ricky to the Rescue. And Ricky to the Rescue, if you'll tell us about what it is that you do and how you do it. Ricky to the Rescue.
Oh, yeah. Good evening, everyone. Again, Ricky to the Rescue. I'm Solution for Life. I'm going to ask you a question. We provide coaching programs to assist you with personal development and goal setting. As it pertains to your life and also helping you to find your purpose driven, you can visit the website at twogreatness.com. It's spelled with the number 2greatness.com. You can also give us a call at 404-968-9940. Again, 404-968-9940. Thank you for that.
Okay, certainly, of course. And you all check out Ricky to the Rescue website. Just check it out. Give us that website one more time, Ricky to the Rescue, please.
TwoGreatness.com, spelled with the actual number 2greatness.com.
All right. Check out his website, you all. All right, we got to read some of these comments that are coming to the studio. And Benny from the Block, we're going to give you the very first comment. We're going to go rather fast. We have about 15 seconds. Each person, if one of you all want to close us out, please just let me know. All right, we're going to go here. Benny from the Block, this female, she writes in. She says, well, in reference to tonight's topic, what is the purpose of your life, the purpose of life from your perspective? I believe the purpose in life is to enjoy life to the fullest in pursuit of your goals, whatever they may be, regardless of what other people think. Benny from the Block, how important is that, no matter what other people think?
Well, I don't want to necessarily say not what other people think, because you don't have to get other people's opinions about your life. But you do need other people to give you kind of a little bit of a correction on some things that you're doing. Like sometimes you might have an incredible goal to do something crazy, and you might need a little voice to say, think about that. I have a friend that travels all the world by herself. And she's female, and she's quite young. And so I've talked to a couple of times and said, listen, I admire your tenaciousness and your ability to be able to travel and go places by yourself. I want you to be a little bit more particular about some of the countries you go to. And so she listened to me. But you do need sometimes to be able to take constrictive criticisms from people who do travel and who do know, who do understand certain cultures, and who do understand that can give you a little bit of an insight about some of the things that lurk. Even if you think, I've done this 1,000 times, there's certain weaknesses that we have that we need to be aware of. So yes, do and go and enjoy your life to the best of your ability, but do use wisdom, discernment, and just good intuition about what you're doing.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go here now to Demonslayer. Demonslayer, we're giving you this one. This male writes in. He says, what's the purpose of life from your perspective? First and foremost, I believe you should establish a relationship with God and your fellow man, as the scriptures point out in the Bible, God and your fellow man. Demonslayer, what are your thoughts on that? Quickly, please.
That's the number one thing that you should do, because in the faith that will never leave you, and he'll always be there for you when you go through trials and tribulations, and you can always count on him 100%.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let's go here, Darren Deedy. This one, this comment, this female writes in. She says, life's purpose, from my perspective. Here's my thoughts on the purpose of life. I think you should have your relationship with God, family, friends, God, family, friends, and others, as well as pursue any dreams that you have and enjoy the best of life that you can along the way. Reach out to try and help others. Along the way, reach out and try to help others. That's just how I think and try to live my life. So far, it's been working for me for over 20 years, thank God. So family, I mean, God, family, friends, and enjoy your life. That's what she's saying. What are your thoughts on that, Darren Didi?
Absolutely, 100%. Full way, yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Sparkles, our birthday lady for the evening. We're going to give you this one here, this mail right here. And he says, unfortunately, there are so many people who have not found their purposes in life and sadly don't have a clue on how to discover it. I used to be one of those people who did not know what to do. So I got a life coach and have used him for over 2 years, and it has clearly made a difference in my life. Those who are listening to this program, you have Ricky to the Rescue, and you have Dr. Walker and others who can possibly make a difference in your life. What are your thoughts on that?
I say that's great that he sought out the help, okay, that was needed, and I encourage others to not be embarrassed about reaching out for help. I mean, we don't know everything, and we don't always do things right, but seeking out professionals and getting that help to help guide us along with prayer and with God, you're bound to be successful. So I think that's good. So reach out to people when you need help.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ricky to the Rescue, I want to go back to you. He gives you a shout-out here. He gave me one as well. But, I mean, as we listen to you on the show, you certainly can decipher a lot of the stories that I read, and all these stories are inspired by true stories. Ricky to the Rescue, how long have you been in practice?
So I've been in practice, my practice was great for 4 years now. I've been in the actual field for 21 years.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So you've got people out here that are listening to the information that you give, and I get a number of calls from time to time that people compliment you on what you're doing in the information that you present, even on the airwaves on Thursday nights. And people, they take this as lasting information, and we certainly do appreciate you and your time that you give to us. Let's go here now. Who would like to close us out tonight, you all? We got about 5 minutes. Okay, Benny from the block. Thank you for that. All right, we'll give you time to go ahead and prepare your thoughts. Let's see here. Mimi, let me bring you in here. This comment, this female, she says, listen, a long time ago, I stopped trying to do it by myself and got some coaching to help me out, and it can make a difference. Don't complain about the price. It's very much worth it. I should have done this a long time ago. That is very good advice as far as I can see. Don't complain about the price, because there used to be a saying when I was in Florida that if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. So, Mimi, what do you think about this here? She says, don't try to do it by yourself. Get some help. Get some life coaching.
Well, I would agree with that because nobody, can do anything by themselves. No man is an island. If we can get someone to help us reach the goal and the purpose that we're trying to get to, maybe they have already gone that route. And their wisdom can help you get to where you're going if you're on the same path. So it doesn't matter how much it costs, you got to pay the price in order to reach a goal that you want to go to. It's like an education. You want a higher education, you're going to have to pay to go to school. If they're not going to come to you, you're going to have to put something out in order to get something.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Darren Didi, do you feel that way too? Basically, that you got to invest into maybe yourself?
Well, yeah. They even say when you get on the airplane, put your mask on first before helping others.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. We're going to ask you to stand by. This final one, let's go over here, Sparkles, the birthday lady. We're going to give you this one along with Ricky to the Rescue, both of you all. And then we'll go shortly. I'll wrap it up with a question or two, and then Ben from the block will close it out. Let's begin with you, Sparkles. This mail, he says, in reference to tonight's broadcast, The Purpose of Life from Your Perspective. As far as I have learned in my 50-plus years of living, I now realize that if I had reached out to have a mentor or life coach or even a therapist, I would have done so much better in my life instead of now trying to figure out my own purpose in life. Pay for the professional help. Pay for it. They go on to say, pay for the professional help that you may need, because at the end of the day, it will be well worth it. What are your thoughts on that? And then we'll come to Rick at the rescue. His thoughts.
I agree with that. No, once again, it's no shame in reaching out and seeking help and all that stuff. I think most times when you're younger or whatever, and all that stuff like that is because of pride. That's just my thoughts, the pride or what people might think and all that stuff. But as you grow and you mature and all that stuff, you come to a realization that, you know what, I don't care what other people think. Okay, I've got to learn to live life for me and get it right for me. And also, and if that's what I need a coach, if I need therapy or whatever, do it. And don't care about other people. You got to live your life. They can't live your life or whatever. You got to live your life for you and be happy for you.
Okay, all right. Rick at the Rescue, we'll turn it over to you, and then we'll go to Bennett from the Block. 50-plus years. And now he realized that, getting a life coach makes all the difference. You're a life coach, Rick at the Rescue. Tell us why that makes a difference.
Well, it makes a big difference, and I'll just use you as an example. Everyone has a profession, and you're an expert in something. And whatever your expertise is, I feel like if someone comes to them, you're a renovation deal for this, or as a quick example, you wouldn't go to a football player to learn how to play basketball, right? You're going to go to the expert in which they know. And what happens is because technology is kind of going there, we're able to Google the right answers to a lot of things. However, the actual process to get you there is where a lot of people get lost at. And so we become these instant experts on everything. However, we're not able to solve common problems. And I'm going to say this, I'm not beyond getting help. Like, I feel like no one on the planet is beyond getting help. So, if there's a situation where I'm experiencing grief or whatever I may be experiencing, I need it as well. So it's not like me just trying to sit on the pedestal saying that, I'm this or that. What I'm saying is, everyone should be able to come to a point where they need the help from an expert, even if you think that you're an expert as well. And I just want to touch on this real quick because it wasn't really said, especially a segue from how I feel like technology has kind of spoiled us and ruined us in a sense. Based upon research, one of the most effective ways to get you to your purpose involves reading. And I really feel like we get a lot of information on what's trending or what's on social media or whatever's popular that a lot of people and a lot of us, because of the convenience of having the technology, don't really go investigate and read and challenge our brain. But there is countless research to actually prove the point of reading actually helps you to get to your purpose. So if anyone's out there struggling to really understand purpose or recognize their purpose, start with reading more, because reading is going to actually help those neurons connect a whole lot more in your brain, and you're going to be able to grow, and your imagination is going to grow. And the more your imagination grows and the more new concepts that you learn, you're actually going to get to that purpose quicker.
Okay, excellent thought on that. And I'm not beyond getting help either. And actually, I see a therapist every month. So I'm not beyond getting help either. Even though people may look at me as the expert, I go further to get some help. Been from the Block, listen, go ahead and close us out. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. In third grade, I come back from summer in third grade. The teacher was traditionally would ask all the students, what did you do for the summer? And I would listen to these children talking about, my parents took us to the islands, our parents took us to the Alps, our parents took us to Europe, our parents took us this way. And then they would come to us, and listen, I grew up in a relatively poor household. We didn't own very many places and couldn't do very many things. But I was, fascinated by these people in all these different places. And so
our story is very short. I feel like maybe something the whole summer. Or we went to the center and we played it. Basketball center all summer, and that's what we did, our big new son. But we didn't go anywhere. And so I asked my teacher, Mrs. Lander, and I want to get it. I said, Mrs. Landers, I have no idea what these places are that these other kids are talking about. And she looked at me and smiled and said, come with me. We walked down to a library. She set me down. She pulled out about 20 yellow books that had the words National Geographic on it. And she put them in front of me, and she said, simply, go to, look up all the places that you've heard. You know, write down what you heard, learn what you know, and then come back to class when you're done. The reason I'm saying that is because from that point in my life, I developed and learned what my purpose was. Sometimes we have to go and look at things or be around people who can help us come into what our purpose is. It is great having counselors. It's great talking to people. I've done all these things. It is great having mentors. But for a lot of people, that is not practical because they don't have the resources, the time, or the energy to be able to do these things. I understand. So here's an advice for you. If you really want to find and develop what your purpose is, go volunteer somewhere. Preferably a hospital or a place that has older people where you can help them and listen to their story. And if you listen to people who are before us, they will tell you about their lives, which is a National Geographic or Encyclopedia of Life, because they live to be 80, 90, 100 years old for a reason. And they can tell you about different things they've done. They can give you insight about life. And they can help you mold your mind into a way of saying, I now understand what my purpose is. And so with that being said, I understand we have life, life happenings, work, children, jobs, ups, downs, this, that. And sometimes we can't even see our way past the next bill. But if you just take a moment of your time at night, instead of watching on TV or looking at your phone or whatever, take some time to pull out a book that interests you and read about some things. Or if you have a weekend day where you got 3 hours in the morning, go volunteer somewhere. Go help at some event so you can talk to people who are a little older or people who are doing things in life and just listen to their story. We were designed to learn from each other. That was our whole purpose for us being created, to love and learn from each other. We should be learning from each other. And by learning, what I mean is we should look at each other and say, oh, that's good. We don't have to admire each other in a way that, oh, I want to be like the Joneses. I want to be like that. No, we should admire each other in a way to say, hey, if I put a little bit more time and a little bit more effort and a little bit more thought and a little bit more everything, I too can do some things. I too can maybe add. I don't have to do the exact same thing that you're doing, but it can be something that is on my level a little bit at a time. I have a brother, and my brother used to laugh at me. Oh, you're just going there, da-da-da-da-da. And then he said to me one day when he was older and sick, because he said, well, when I get so old, I'm going to travel and do all these things. But he got sick. And he came to me and he said, bro, maybe I had it all wrong. Maybe I should have been enjoying my life as opposed to just working all the time, trying to save money. And then I got to be, you know, I can't even enjoy it now. So what I'm saying is, life is not about what you talk about or what you look forward to. You have to start living your dream today. It could be as simple as cutting out a piece of a magazine and put it in front of you to look forward to it. Maybe you can out of it, but you got to start. You got to start getting yourself ready. I have a slogan. I said, I don't get ready. I stay ready because life happens very quickly. So just take time and invest in yourself, in your mind, in who you are. And love what you're about to become. You don't just retire. You prepare to retire, which means that you got to start getting yourself ready to retire before you ever get there. Because if you just get there, now what? Because all I ever did was work. I have nothing else to do. Now I don't work anymore. I don't have my friends. I don't have any going today. I don't know what to do. I'm bored. It's not so easy to jump from one pond to another pond. It's not, because you're not ready for it. So you got to do everything in your life now to get ready for it later. You get your clothes out at night to get ready to go to work tomorrow. Get your life out now to get ready for tomorrow, because life happens in the present, not in the past. Y'all have a good night, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, amen.
Amen. Very good point. Ben from Block, very good closing. All of you all, thank you for your time. We're completely out of time. And I just want to say to you all, you will want to join us here tomorrow night. We've got a very good show coming up tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's topic is, what do you think God's intent is? What do you think God's intent is for our purpose in this life? So we're taking it from the godly perspective of, what do you think God's intent is for our purpose in this life? You don't want to miss that. Of course, if you choose to miss tomorrow night's program, we'll be here Saturday morning for your Miracle Prayer Day program. So until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night.